This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Last week, we told you about Fail Fair, an event where people talk about international development projects that failed. Many of these projects started as good ideas. Others had some level of success, but not enough to have a measurable effect on the lives of people in developing countries. A non-profit group in New York called Mobile Active held the first Fail Fair earlier this year. Mobile Active is made up of people and organizations that use technology to try to improve the lives of the poor. Katrine Verklaas came up with the idea for Fail Fair as a way to help non-profit groups improve by learning from the mistakes of others.
The primary goal is to learn from failure and not to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And for a community of practitioners to benefit from the lessons learned from other people so that we can do better the next time around, collectively as a field and individually as organizations and practitioners.
Katrine Verklaas says there are many reasons why projects fail, but one reason tops all others. She says development projects are not one size fits all, yet many people try to import ideas as if they were. What they fail to consider, she says, is the desires of the local people or their cultural, economic, and political differences. She says the problem for many non-governmental organizations and other groups is simply not knowing their audience.
Western organizations or NGOs or donors in particular have particular ideas about what might be alleviating a particular problem in a developing country without really good understanding of the end users or the beneficiaries.
The creator of Fail Fair says this is true not only with technology, but other projects as well. Ms. Verklaas hopes nonprofits in other industries and fields will create their own versions of Fail Fair. A second Fail Fair took place in July in Washington. The World Bank Institute co-sponsored the event. To Katrine Verklaas, it was a good sign to have the World Bank support such open discussions about failure.
We have a lot riding on this, after all. It's not just products. It's people's lives and well-being and livelihoods in many, developing countries that we're talking about. So it's incumbent upon us to be very, very honest about what projects aren't performing according to expectations.
An award for the best worst failure story went to Michael Trucano from the World Bank Institute. What he presented was, in fact, a list. It was a list of what he considers the worst practices in the use of information and communication technologies in education. Mr. Trucano gets to keep the award until the next Fail Fair, which is expected to be held on the West Coast this fall. You can find a link to his list of the top 10 worst practices at voaspecialenglish.com. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.